Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Nicoletti. We are on the second red carpet of this 14th edition Rome Film Fest, which started today. The opening film is Motherless Brooklyn by Edward Norton, and we're actually waiting for him and his cast to walk on the red carpet and present the film. Edward Norton will be with, apparently, we're waiting for Bobby Cannavale, who was also starring in the pre-opening film of the festival, Jesus Rolls, Quintana is Back, by John Turturro, and Gagam Datta Rao, which is a female protagonist and starring with Edward Norton in this film that is a noir, but also a love story in a way, set in the New York of the 50s. Where a private investigator is trying to find out who's behind the death of his mentor, Frank Mina, played by Bruce Willis. So, first with John Turturro, now with Edward Norton. How would you define your character in this film?
In Edward's film?
Yes.
So I play one of four guys who are orphans raised together by Bruce Willis's character. Bruce's character is murdered, and we have to try to solve the murder while trying not to fight too much. And it was a lot of fun because Edward's a wonderful actor. He's a wonderful director. He's a great actor's director. And we had a really very good time, and I'm very proud of the movie.
Do you think that your character represents, in a way, somebody that's settled in a world where we kind of accepted the way it is, the power?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I think that because they're orphans, I think that they're naturally rebellious, and I don't think they really want to accept things as they are because they were kind of raised with no parents, and so I think that they naturally question authority. I think that's why they work outside of the law a little bit, and I think they're the right kind of guys to try to solve this murder.
Are you happy about your 2 days here in Italy with John and now here for Edward?
Especially John. I'm having a great time with John. We went shopping today, so it was like we were on a honeymoon. Yeah.
So you're becoming more and more Italian.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ciao. Welcome, Chiara Nicoletti, Fred Film Radio. Ciao. I'll see you tomorrow. By the meantime, what was the most rewarding thing for you to work with Edward Norton?
Oh, he's just such a talented actor and director and writer. I mean, he's just got so many skills. And I think he assembled this wonderful cast, such a rich project, you know, an amazing period piece, these amazing actors. And he really is so articulate and intelligent and just brings just a sophistication to everything he does.
Does he feel to be here in Rome to open this fest?
It's such an honor. So special, I have to say. I've been to Rome a few times as a tourist, but to be here with the film is just an honor.
Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Hello.
You were wearing many hats in the film. Director, screenwriter, actor. What do you think that was the role that prevailed?
No, it's sort of all, you're telling a story and it all comes together, you know. In my head it's all one, you know.
Is Billy really a character?
Well, that's the way that my character speaks to himself in his head is very much the genius of the author of the novel, Jonathan Lethem. That's straight from the book, and it was one of the things that kind of touched my heart when I read it.
What do you love the most about being a director?
Getting to bring your movie to Rome is the best.
The red carpet of the opening film of the Rome Film Fest, the 14th edition, is almost over. They are at the photo call right now. We just talked to Edward Norton, the director of Motherless Brooklyn, Bobby Cannavale, Gagam Datta Rao, and there was a special guest, Bill Murray. But it didn't stop. We hope to interview him tomorrow. And that's it for tonight for Motherless Brooklyn, the opening film of Rome Film Fest, the 14th edition. And I'm Chiara Nicoletti. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.